The Rambam says in Kriyat Talmud no Chesrami Tzimach. Halacha Beis at the end. The Iser Hachometz, the Iser Haseir Sheboi Machmitz in Echad. The Iser of Chometz and the Seir of Yeast is one Iser. If somebody eats Chometz, pass on Pesach is Chayv Kores. If somebody eats yeast, he is also Chayv Kores. If somebody keeps pass in his possession on Pesach, is either body oy bani matze. If somebody keeps yeast in his possession, he is either body oy bani matze. V'isar ha-chometz v'isar ha-seyah shebri machmitz in echad. Kosov ha-rai v'zal. Shpirik alef ha-loch ha-beis. Kosov ha-rai v'zal. Davke li shurei. Avol nien bi ol nien achile yish efres b'nei. Sha-chometz in nifzum achilas kelev. In zochok livaya. ועשה אף על פי שהוא נפסל חייף לבעיה לפי שהוא לסך כי ולחמץ בי כמה איסס אלו אם כן ירדה לישיבו ותוכפון הבתית so the ראיבת is מסיק on the Rambam the Rambam says איסר החומץ ואיסר עשה שבי מחמיצים שבי מחמיצים אחד הוא So is Echadu is the same halachas. The implication being that just as Nitzl Machlas Kelev is Mafkia the Dim Chometz Ligabi Pas, so it's Mafkia the Dim Chometz Ligabi Seyatu. But the Gemara at the beginning of Beitze says, Seyar in Ro Lachile. Chometz Ro Lachile. So the Raivet understood it in Rol Achille. In Rol Achille, klar, not even on the Kelev. The Rambam Shati is not in Rol Achille, even the Kelev. It means in Rol Achille for human beings. Human beings wouldn't eat yeast. Do you ever see? I mean, it's used as a medicine sometimes. Yeast tablets. But to eat it, to enjoy it, no human being will eat yeast, but the chayoi behemo will eat yeast. So, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara in Beitze says, chometz rol achile, seir in rol achile, that's the beginning of Beitze, that beis. So the Gemara means in rol achile sodom, but it's still roll achilas b'kelef. Suppose the yeast would become nisapish, that it will not even be roll achilas kelef. Then in Yochaname, then even yeast is muta. Even yeast is muta. So that's the shittas Rambam. The Raivet shitta is no. Seir in roll achile, it's not even roll achilas kelef. So how is the Chayiv Kores? How is everybody going about Motzei? So vis-a-vis Seir, the whole heter of Nismach Leskelev doesn't apply. That's what Raivet says. Because Raivet Zal daftly shoreen, avulim biyolin, achile yeshefer b'nei, sha'achomet nifsumach Leskelev, in zokok livaya, va'aseir afal pishu nifsal, chayiv livaya, לפי שהוא רואו לצחקי ולחמץ בי כמו איסס אלו אם כן ירדה להישאר את הפון הביתית now, that gemara of רואו לצחקי ולחמץ אחרס I think this is the gemara in Eila Ivrin. Oh, yes, Eila Ivrin. Daf mem hei omed beis, im sochim. Turn to the Gemara im sochim, daf mem hei omed beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The sixth line from the top, mem hei omed beis. Tanoi, Ditanye, Hapashi Ipsho, Chayev Livaya. מפני שראו לישי חכו ולחמו לו כמה איש זכרס. So there is a loche that a passi ipso is chayv levaya. Why? מפני שראו לישי חכו ולחמו בו כמה איש זכרס. What does it mean a passi ipso chayv levaya? So according to most Rishonim, it is referenced not to a pas made out of seya. The Raibe put pas. Pas mamish, bread. And the pas became putrid. So it's still chayav levaya. What did it mean? Why? What did it mean? Nifl machelas kalef? No, it didn't become so putrid that it was nifl machelas kalef. But it's nifsel machila sodom. So he's still mechuyev to be mivaya. Why? But not nifsel machila skelev. Mipnei sherou lisei chako ulichamo bo kamo yis sachiris. Kamo yis sachiris. In other words, you can use it as a fermenter, as a fermenting agent. I mean, what is yeast? Yeast is a fermenting agent. The bakers, when they bake bread, they bake rolls, what do? They put in yeast in the dough. Yeast actually is not part of the grain. Yeast is an organism, it's a separate organism. But the Torah considers it as chometz, but it's a living organism. A yeast. It's a plant. It's a separate organism, yeast. So that's considered as chometz, yeast. Now, even though you have yeast in bread and you have yeast in wine, now the yeast of wine, the sediment of wine is not chometz, but only the yeast of bread is considered chametz, but the yeast of wine is not considered chametz. You'll ask, this is an organism, that is an organism. Why is it different? That's the gzeiros hakosuf. So, according to most Rishonim, when the Gemara says, "Hapash yipsho chayev levaya nisharol tzircha kol lecham lo kam nisachiris," he doesn't have reference to a. To a ipsho to the extent of nifsel machlas kalev, but it has reference to the extent of nifsel machlas odom. So he's mechuyev to mivaya. Why? Nisharol lisei chako ulichamo bo kamo isis achiris. Kamo isis achiris. Now the question is, inasmuch as it's not nifsel machlas kalev, so it's only nifsel machila sodom. It's only nifsel machila sodom. So why do we have to resort to the fact that all the sechako ulchamibo kama is sachiris? I mean, it should be mechuyev levaya because it still has shem chometz. It's only nifsel machilas odom. It's not nifsel neachilas kelev. It's not nifsel machilas kelev. The answer is because by chometz there is a loche of chometz nukshe also, and chometz nukshe. So
Forget about it. Because the Ran doesn't explain it on that basis. I mean, I had in mind the Sefer HaChaim, but I don't want to discuss the Sefer HaChaim. So the Ran in Eil Ivrin on the Reef, he explains it. He says, the Gemara says that a Pashi Ipsho, Yitzorich Levayir, V'nifs Ton Rabon, the Ran that's in the Reef, in Perik Eil Ivrin, it's Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Ton Rabon, a Pashi Ipsho, V'nifs Lo Melech Lo Eder, Melech Lo Odom, V'akelev Yochol Eichlo, מתאמות מסריחים בחיביצה ונפס רפס מתמי או בפסח. הוי ניצלו לאחר כלב, אינו צריך לסריפו. סודרן סז, וחיתי מה, עמי צריך הדיר. We say that it requires beer, if it's only ניצלו מלאכל אודו, and but a כלב is יוכל איכלו. ונביאו שנראו יליגיע לשמו נביאו, וניסן לטעם לפגם שורי אפילו בחומץ בפסח, כמו שכוספתי למעלה בפרק כל שור, יש להם עד הוכה שענה, מפני שראו יוליכה מבו כמו איסיס אחרית, ואוכה איסי בגמורה, תעושה יוליכוזו לאכילה, ואפילו אוכה אספר אחמונה מהי תיימה, ואיסי במחילתה, סודרן סז, that actually hapashi ifsho, and nifsho me'achil ha-sodom, but not nifsho me'achil ha-skelev, should not require bill. Why does it require bill? Because it's holy chametz bo isis achiris. But without the time of holy chametz bo isis achiris, it wouldn't require bill. Why not? But it's not nifsho me'achil ha-skelev, it's only nifsho me'achil ha-sodom. But regarding Macholes Asures, there is a aloche of Nifsu Machil Asodom also. Sechul called Nevelo. Nevelo Shenyeruyo Ligeya is Shenyeruyo Ligeya Koro Nevelo. Nevelo Shenyeruyo Ligeya Reini Koro Nevelo. So in other words, if a Nevelo is not whole Achil Asodom, there is no Yisar of Nevelo. Even though it's still whole Achil Askelet. Ligabi Tumas Ochlin. We require Nifsul Machilas Kalef. But Ligabi Yisar Achille, even Nifsul Machilas Sodom is not Osir, because it's an Ivelo Shinyeruyo Ligeya. And the Aloha of Nisim Tam Livgam is also deduced from the posik of the Ivelo Shinyeruyo Ligeya in Ikoro Nivelo. And many Rishayim say that Nisim Tam Livgam is Mutar even with Rabbonon on Pesach. Certainly, with the rice, it's muter. So, why? Because of kol nevelo shenyeruyo ligeya, if it's not whole l'achil ha-sodom. That's why nisim tam livgam is muter, because it's not whole l'achil ha-sodom, even though it's whole l'achil ha-skelef. So, mele, hapashi ifsho, v'nifsom l'achil ha-sodom, but it's not nifsom l'achil ha-skelef, should not require beer. Because it's nevelo, it's not whole achil ha-sodom. Mitzad aloche of nevelo shenyeruyo ligeya. But why is it so? Bio mipnei sherov lechametz beyisis achiris. So in other words, like yeast, there is a chiyuv kores. And according to the Ran, the reason the yeast, if it's nifsel machil ha-skelef, is also mutav achile. But yeast is in Rol Achille, it means it's not Rol Achille HaSodom. But Kol Nevelo Shenyeruyo Ligeya is in Ikoro Nevelo. So you could say there's the Gzeres HaKosuf, Gabi yeast. The Gzeres HaKosuf of Kol Nevelo Shenyeruyo Ligeya in Ikoro Nevelo doesn't apply to yeast. No, the Ran says no. The Gzeres HaKosuf, of course it's the Gzeres HaKosuf. But what's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosuf? Why doesn't it apply to yeast? Because yeast is used as a fermenting agent. So mainly it's considered Rol Achilas Ger. In Rol Achilas Ger means it doesn't fulfill any function in Achilas in Achilas Gea. Masheinkin yeast, you cannot, it's not all Achilas Gea, Achilas Odom, bien. But when you put it in the dough, then it makes it all Achilas Odom. On the contrary, so the yeast that you put in the dough results in a very delicious and tasty bread. So mele is considered Rol Achilas Gea. The fact that it's Rol Chametz Beisis Achiras means that it's Rol Achilas Gea. Al Yedei Chimutz Beisis Achiras. There's the pshat. So, there's the pshat. So now, when the Gemara says, so, according to the Ran says, דוח שאנם נשארו לחמה וכמה איס סחיריס ואוכה איס בגמורה דוסייה לחוזה לאכילה ואפילו אוכה עצר אחמונה מהייטיימי ואוכה איס במחילתה ואוכה איס במחילתה. So in other words, so the only reason as to why it requires beer is because it's all comes the Issacharis, so it acquires the status of Seya. It acquires the status of Seya. What is Seya? Yeast. So that ferments other yeasts. Now, Pashi Ipcho, it's not all Achilas Odom, but it's still, it cannot be used in eating it itself, but it can be used in fermenting other yeasts. Even though the pas was ipsho, so mele it is the same din as seir, and mele it requires bio. That's the Rambam shite. But the Raivet shite is the Raivet shite is ul yinachil avul yin bio yinachil yishefras b'neim. שהחומץ הניפסו מאחלת כלב אינזוך לוויה ועשיה, אף על פי שהוא ניפסו חייב לוויה, לפי שהוא רואו לסך כאילו חמץ בי כמו איסס. And according to the Raivet, even if it's ניפסו מאחלת כלב, so it has a din of חומץ, if it's רואו לסך כאילו חמץ בי כמו איסס. But according to the Rambam and the Ran, only if it's ניפסו מאחלת סודום, so then the fact that it's Rol Sachke Ubechamizbe Kamui says, so makes it Chayv Livaya. But if Stifst Machlas Kalef, so then the fact that Rol Sachke Ubechamizachere is of no significance. So now this is the, and then the Ravitz says, I forgot. And then the Raivet says, "Umash shono b'tisefte ha'pashi ipsho chayev livayim b'shirol isachko b'pasho seya koma di b'chometz lo yotzorich lo ze'atam because it's nifsal me'achilas kelev." But legabi seya, we don't apply the aloche of nifsal me'achilas kelev. Now, when Rashi says, When Rashi says, "Lo itzrich evhay muter al hazman koe uchagin shechol chibeya yofe kidem zmanei shebotel taimei umarisei." What does he mean? Not like Tesis. Tesis bases it upon the fact of nifsel machilas kelev. But Rashi, even if it's ipsho, not to the extent of nifsel machilas kelev, but if it's botel taimei. Taimi means natrol achilasodom. Natrol achilasodom. And in addition, he doesn't look like a food. So then it's muta banoi. But suppose it's nifsum achilasodom, but it still looks like food. So then it's also banoi. That's the key. So why both? Because if it's bottle time in Marise, then it doesn't have the Tzoras Chometz. So it's like the Rambam's It's like the Rambam Shita. It's like the Rambam Shita. But suppose it is just bottle time, but Marisa is not bottle, so then it's also Banoi. But if it's bottle time, so it's not all Lachter as Geir, the answer is because it's all Chametz Bei is Sacheris. So it is all Lachter as Geir. But if you have both factors, number one, that it's not all achile and achile sodom, in addition, it doesn't look like a food, like a beged, she keeps saying, bechile frito, or pas that was singed, so it doesn't look like food. It looks like char, not like food. Some mele, even though it's all chametz beis sacheris, so it's still mutabanoi. But suppose it's bottle time and not marisei, then it would be also banoi on the basis of the fact that all chametz beis sacheris, so mele it cannot come be muter on the basis of a nevelosin ruilia. All right, that's all. Now, for next week. It's a long, long sugya. So just up to the Gemara Daf Chof Beis, Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines, up to Varei Eva Menachai, Tichsiv Lisecho HaNefesh Nabosu. We went over this Gemara, but we didn't go over the Tesvis. So go over the Gemara again. Ovas mani osa banosi. So the Gemara says, Pshite, that it's osa banoi. Lo itzriche lishoiz rabon. But there are two gersois. Rashi says that we are not geres pshite. Not geres pshite. So, but Rashi is geres. Ovas mane osoban osei lo itzriche, no pshite. Lo itzriche lishoiz rabba. The chiddush without the kashe of pshite. The Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is telling us, even in Shoyiz the Rabbonon, so it's also Banoi. The Omer Abgidu Amaraf Chie Bayeisif Omer Rabbi Yechanan, HaMekadesh Mishay Shoyiz Lemailo, Afile Bechutik Adonaisi, In Cheshishin Likdush, Lo Yitzriche, all as many as Manuel Lishoiz Rabon. Hoche Galsin. Viloi Galsin am Pshite. Why can't we begin as Pshite? Because it's not too difficult, because Rabbi Yitzhak really holds that Chometz is Muta Banoi even on Pesach itself, needless to mention Erev Pesach. So, some Mele, the Mishnah has to tell us, not like Rabbi Yitzhak really. Viloi Galsin am Pshite. Da fiu bi Pesach it's the Klashkinon do ikere bi se aglili di shore ba noe kol shiva li kamo but the Gemara is saying that the pshat in the Mishnah is not like a bi se aglili mi mele even in shoye da aboron it's osa ba noe koi ma hai zmane oba zmane zman achlosi nashma ואפילו שור שישיס, שאין איסור אלו מדרבנן, הוו אוסר אב בנוי. Even in שור שישיס, that it's only אוסר מדרבנן, so it's אוסר בנוי. It's אוסר בנוי.
am kadish mi shi shoy so mailo al kol khokh mit khilashish was the pshat mit shi shoy means from 11 o'clock let's say in an equinox day before khatsis al kol khokh mit khilashish mashma di lachashish dosam de reise mayos lashminon pshite de mikachin bi sura noy khitik de naise koshise va ful hoche im bol khash khomet gin shnofvali may mizosa now so we have to take notice of the machlekes between rashi and teisves dav zayin because that rashi here lishitose the same as dav zayin so rashi says that Mishay Shoyish means Shor Shishis, after 11 o'clock. And Teisva says that Mishay Shoyish means after Chatzis. So what kind of the Rabbon is it? It's also the Raise after Chatzis. He means Chitiko the Naise. It's very hard, so it's Chomitz Nukshe. So Chomitz Nukshe is only Osa, is only Osa Midralon. Osa Midralon. So Rashi here now. This is turn to the Gemara Dav Zayin. V'nivtarayim l'alef v'nivatle bishit kibni sukat rabbonon alayi kiderai sidami v'lav doshusi kami v'limotz mivate in the shor shishis. דום רב גידל אומר הפכי ביי סיפום הרב המקדש משישו יסו מיילו אפילו בחיות כזה נאי סיין חיש לא יקדוש so Rashi says המקדש שישו משישו יסו מיילו מתחיל השיש that is after 11 o'clock in an equinox day די איסור את רבוננו אפילו בחיות כזה נאי סי הצמחים בהורי הרורות that's the Caucasian mountains So the wheat is very hard, very sturdy. Koshim he meid, vaful hoche in cheshin likdushin, in bo alei mayim, v'yafol gav de osar isar anu es chomez de rabonon di sheish, umafka kdushi teiro, v'shore shore ishishis le'alme, homitarcinon, b'chamo duchtin, kol im kadesh tadi de rabonon mikadesh, v'efka bezn hefker, v'eim ifkir umameinik. This is what Rashi says. Teisves, it's at the bottom of the Avorom Beis, Mishishoy Yisroi Mailo, Pirish HaKuntres Mitchil HaShish. So, Rav Chiye Bar Yisi, former Rav's memory, has reference, according to Rashi, to Shor Shishis, after 11 o'clock. V'lo inhira l'Rav Netam, D'al kol rochod omar li'il chomitz m'lovshoy Yisroi Mailo osea, ha'ine misev sheish, ופירש רבן הטעם, דמיסייף שיש קומה, ומייסה ראיה מחיתיק עוד נייסה, שאין קושי, והבך המסנוקשה, שאיני עושה הנאמה אלא מדרבון. So in other words, so thesis is made to Rashi, that if it's chomets gomo, and it is after 11 o'clock, then it's the gdushin is bottle. So it's in cheshon gdushin. But, The question is, what does Rav Chiya Bar Yosi from Rav as reference to? So according to Rashi, Rav Chiya Bar Yosi from Rav has reference to Chitik Od Naise in the sixth hour. So it's really two the Rabbonons. One the Rabbonon, because Chometz Nukshe, and the second the Rabbonon, Shoy is the Rabbon. So even as the Ram points out, according to Rashi, so even Isurianoe de Rabbonon of two de Rabbons, Chometz Nukshe and Shoyes de Rabbonon, so also in Christian Yiddush. According to Teisves, so the Gemara is saying that Chometz Gomu in Shor Shishis, the Gemara has the Kashev Nevatle Bishit, so the Gemara gives the Teres Kibn Yisir Rabbon Alayi Kide Raisi Damye, Vilab Bershusikanye. So it's not Birshusei,
In other words, in Shor Shishis, after 11 o'clock, Chometz Gomor. So the raya that Chometz Gomor after 11 o'clock is not Bershusei, is from Chometz Nukshe after 12 o'clock. So in other words, Chometz Nukshe after 12 o'clock involves one Derabon, and Chometz Gomor after 11 o'clock also involves one Derabon. So just as Rav Chiya Bar Yosi from Arab says in connection with Chometz Nukshe after Chatzis, that involves one Derabon, that the Chishon Gdushov, some Mele, by analogy, Chometz Gomor after 11 o'clock, which also involves one Derabonon, is also in Chishon Gdushov. Masha'in King, Chometz Nukshe after 11 o'clock, according to Teisves, so it's Chishon Gdushov, because it's two Derabons. It's two Derabons. Masha'in King, according to Rashi, that Rav Chiya Bar Yosi from Arab has reference to Chitin Kotonaise Koshi Meit. So why does he emphasize Meit? In other words, it means Chometz Nukshe. Otherwise, Rashi wouldn't emphasize Meit. Very sturdy. Why very sturdy? I mean, it could be sturdy and very sturdy. Sturdy is not Chometz Nukshe, it's Chometz Gomor. But very sturdy is Chometz Nukshe. So even Chometz Nukshe b'Shor Shishis after 11 o'clock, which involves two Derabbanans, so it's also in Chishon Gdushon. So according to the Ran, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, whether in two Derabbanans is in Chishon Gdushon. Rashi says that even in two Derabbanans is in Chishon Gdushon, and Teisves says that in two Derabbanans is Chishon Gdushon. But one Derabbanan is in Chishon Gdushon. How is it one Derabbanan? In two situations. Either Chometz Gomor shows the Rabbanan, or Chometz Nukshe shows the Reis. Now, and then when we learned of Zion, we deduced from Rashi. Rashi says, Afil b'chitiko d'naise, ha-tzimchim b'hori ha-rorot, koshi mimeid, v'afil hochein chish shal nikdushin, in bo alei maim, v'yafor gav d'osi yisar ha-noes chometz l'rabonon v'sheish, u'mafka d'dushiteiro, v'shore yishishis la-ome, ho-mitarcinom b'chamed duchten, kol dim kadish raji d'rabonon mikadish, v'hefkja bezn hefkja, v'hem ifkir v'omani. So there is a big chidish in Rashi. Rashi says, the reason is why in Chishon Gdushov, by Shoyiz Rabbonon, by Chometz Nukshe, is that's it akonis Chachomim. How can the Chachomim be misakei that the Gdushin is no Gdushin if Midraise the Gdushin is Gdushin? Because Hefka bez Hefka. But from Tesis in Gdushin, it's mashma that is Chilikan Rashi, that we don't have to have recourse to Hefka bez Hefka. Because if it's also Anoye mid Rabbonon, so what difference does it make? Mid Reis mid Rabbonon. Can he have Anoye and Famet? He can't. He can't sell it. So Mimele, it has no Shabbos. It has no Shabbos. So mid Reis the Gdushin is Dush. Not without recourse to Hefka bez Hefka. Now, I'm referring to the tasteless induction. Hamkadesh daf numvova medeis in dushin. Hamikadesh biole biklaya akerem bishiraniskel uvegla arufe
פרמצירה וסרנוזיה ופתח המאיר ובוסו בחולוב וחום שנשחצו בעזור, אין מקודשת. איסור הנוי, סרמקדש ואיסור הנוי אין מקודשת. סוטי פצי שסז, פירוש לפי שאיסור הנוי, ואין תאימה, המאי אין מקודשת. הושור להוניס ממנו, שלוי כדרך הנעושה, כדאומה בפרי כלשו, וכפרי כלשו. ויש לאימה, ביקן מיירה דלקש הבפרוטי, אלא כדרך הנעושה. סוטייס וסייז, even in regard to איסורי הנועי דרייסי, that when איש אין מקדשס, איב במציאס, דהנועי, שלוי כדרך הנעושה, is not worth a putty. But suppose he is mikadish with an abundance of isura noye, and shalik derech hanose would also be worth a putty. People would pay for the hanoye shalik derech hanose a putty. So then she is mikadish. So in other words, according to Tesis, there is no halacha that isur hanoye, even isur hanoye midraise. The Mishnah is dealing with isur hanoye midraise. All the klai kerem sharan iskol bosa v'cholo. So there is no halacha that it's mufke of mome. If it's osa banoye, even osa hanoye midraise has no shabbos. There is no such halacha. It's a question of mitzias. Because since Jews are assumed to be Sheri, I mean, unfortunately, today we cannot say it, you know. But when Jews are Sheri, some mele, it has no Shabbos. Who will pay for it? The Pote? If Jews are Sheri, Mar, Hashem Reteo Mitzvah. So mele b'mtzias it has no Shabbos, but suppose it has Shabbos. Let's say, suppose it's a Shabbos b'heta. Let's say there are a number of chelim sheyesh b'sakone, and they have to use all. They have to use all that. They are allowed to use all. So then, you pay for it to put it. So then she's mukadeshes, according to Tesis. And then Tesis gives another teretz. One teretz is yishlima b'kan ma'ir delekesh v'put el kederach hanos inam yishlima ad ma'ir shapi adikesh v'put afshloi kederach hanos mikol mokeim kidm sho yishosvur. שיש לו להוניס דרך הנאוסון, ואין כן לסום חדאיתי, והבי קדושתו יש. Then he says, even if the מציאס is such, that people will pay a pote. In other words, let's say, the Isha herself is a חילי שיש בסכונה, and she has to use all as a medication. So she'll pay. Not the potash, she'll pay maybe mayors or store. She needs it as a refue. So even in such a case, so according to the first Loshin Taisa Sindushin, Enochanami shall be Mekadeshis. According to the second Loshin, not. Why? So, because Kidin Shoyisha swore, Sheyeshlo Leonis Derechanoso, Veinikei Lysom Chadaite, Vahabik Shetris. That's this Shita, it's a big Chidesh. So mele, according to Tesis, so there is no kashi. Isur hanoye derabonon. So how can the chachomim be eikeir ridovam natir? That's Rashi's kashi imsoch. So Rashi did the teretz, hefka bez nefka. Called him kadesh lagi derabonon mikadesh, hefka bez nefka. So otherwise, he should be mekudesh. According to Tesis, there is no kashi. Because it's a question of a mitzias. It's not a question of a din that Yisur HaNoye is mufke of momen. Al-Pidin mufke of Shabbos. But
Bimtzies, people will not pay for it. And they noch name, according to one Loshin Teisves, if people will pay for it, so then she is Mekadeshes. According to other Loshin, she'll still not be Mekadeshes because she is with some Kadai. So it's a different reason. So Mary we cannot ask, Isuranoi Rabbonon, how can the Chachom be Ikea? Udushmi the Raise. Because for the same reason that Isuranoi Midraise is in Mekadeshes. Because people will not give a pute for it, so Mele, by Suranoi de Rabbonon, Jews, if Jews are Hashem le mitzvahs, they are regardful for an Isra Rabbonon too. Why only an Isra Raisi? They're not Reformed Jews. So Mele, so for the same reason that Amkadosh by Suranoi de Raisi is in Mekudeshes, because Bimtzias, she doesn't get the pote, so Yisraeli Rabbanon also Bimtzias doesn't get the pote. Monefshech, if a Jew is a Shema Mitzvahs, he will not buy it. And if he's not a Shema Mitzvahs, so he'll buy even Yisraeli Raise. So, apparently Rashi is chelik on Teisves. According to Teisves, Hamkani Yisraeli Mekudeshes is a Mitzvahs, because Bimtzias, people don't pay a pote. And if people will pay a pote, so according to one Loshin, in Teisves, she is Mekudeshes. According to Rashi, it's a din. If it's a Saba Noye, so merely it has no Shavis. Even if people will pay $1,000 for it, and be heta, because it's a Chile Sheish B'Sakone. Because inasmuch as you're not allowed to buy it, under normal circumstances, so Mele, it's mufke of money, it's mufke of Shabbos. So Rashi is the kashe, bishleime, isuranoi de raise, so mi de raise, it's also banoye, so it's mufke of Shabbos, mi de raise, it's not money. But isuranoi de rabbonon, so mi de raise, it's muta banoye, so mi de raise, it is money. How can the chachomim declare that the Kedushin is no Kedushin? So Rashi says, because Hefka Beznef. So we have a basic machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. Now, turn to the Ran and Daf Zayin, just to refresh what we discussed when we learned the Sugya Daf Zayin. Yeah. The Ram and the Reef and the Sugya Daf Zayin. Hamkadish Mishishoyis Lemailo Pir Sherashe Mitchila Sheish Kodnaise Hagdelim Bhore Arorot Vikoshi Meid Vafil Hoche. So the Meid implies that it's Chometz Nukshe Vafil Hoche in Cheshish Nukdush in Boa Lemai Vihikshol of Hamletam. So in other words, even though it involves two the Rabbans, Chometz Nukshe enjoys the Rabban, so it's in Cheshen Lidush. V'ik sholav Rabban et Hamzal, dal kolchen lishn di mishei shoyis umaylo, miseif sheish mashma. That means after Chatzis, kidam gno li likul alami, Chometz mishei shoyis umaylo, osa min olon. So the Gemara is talking about the Raise, uvada miseif sheish kama, כי דימוכח לו מהחולק. ופיכך פירזל דרבנתם דוחנם מסייף שיש קומה וכיתה מהיך מוכח דביסוק את רבון הלכות לב ברשוסי. So how is the Gemara deducing from Rav Chiya bar Yosef from Rav's membre that Chometz Gomo in Shoyes the Rabbonon is a Cheshon Kedushin? Because here it's critical than Aise, Chometz Nukshu, will met some Rabbon, but the Shoyes is the Raise, but the Chometz is the Rabbon. Hilkach, Maise Raye, the Chometz the Raise, the Shoyes the Rabbon, the Lab the Shusikoe, the Chometz the Rabbon, the Shoyes the Raise, or Vize, Efsher, the Chometz the Rabbon, the Shoyes the Rabbon, Chishon Yiddish. But according to Rashi, even Chometz the Rabbon, enjoys the Rabbanon, to the Rabbanon, is still in Chesh Yudushin. V'nokat mishishoy Yisrael Mailo, l'michlal, the b'chol chometz, afil the Rabbanon in Chesh Yudushin, avalino chanam, the chometz, the raise, afil mitchil ha-sheish, ein, which also won the Rabbanon, shoy the Rabbanon, in Chesh Yudushin. V'chin da'as ha-ram b'may nizal. Avor Ramban kosal. So in other words, so far we have two shittas. Shita of Rashi is that even to the Rabbonon, Chometz Rabbonon, Chometz Nukshin, Shoyiz Rabbonon is in Chesh Nukshin, because Efka was Nefka. And then Shita of Rabbanon Tam is possibly, is not sure, that according to Rabbanon Tam, when the Rabbonon is in Chesh Nukshin, to the Rabbonon, so is Mekodesh. Then he says, aber am Band auch kosa bis ich am Mohammed ist die mit Glas vor war viel gekommen ist reise schon ich in other words if he chose the Rabbonon so then it's reich schon ich durch auf ihn da it involves only a wonder Rabbonon the hil du basar isure mit du dilinchen nei Mohammed ובישי שהקלסקום בכלי סופי למשמע לין של מיצה בנוי ויאמרה דבישי של חשן לקדושוף עושה למימה המהי ומאי לא יקלה מייחש לדיל מהן הקדוש מלחומי שעדה אל דיטוי מלחומי של שיש אבל משי של למאי לא יקלה מייחש למימה דהי הווה ויטוי מלחומי של שבע שבחומי חמה מיזו ושבע חמה מיירוב כי אמרו לכם לגמורה הילקח בישי שויס חיש של קדושוף אפל הוכה שפה מאי שראה דמאי דאוסל רבון עלי לב דרשו שכוי כיוון דאמרינו ננוקשה מבוף שויס ומיילן חיש של קדושוף סוממילה איבן נשויס דרבונון ואית יש חיש של קדושוף ודרשו שאית יש So according to the Rabbonon, according to the Ramban, when is it in Cheshon Likdushov? And she doesn't require a get, only when it shows the Raisi. But if it shows the Rabbonon, shows the Raisi and Maybe hot the Rav Gidlo Marav Bil Chesov, the Omar the Rav Litaimi, the Sirlik Rav Dude, the Mahomets, and Vavshoi, so my loss on a Tere, the Yisit for the Kosho, and Misaname Banoe, and Shimoch and Chesh and Lidushin, Avulidon, the Sirlik Rav Shimon, the Sirlik Bain, the Fins, Man, and Bain Lachav, and Evil, the Klum, Chesh and Lidush, Pelish Vav. So the Baramoya Shiti is, we went over at the time, but I'm just going over it again. So the Baramoya Shiti is that Rav Chir by Yisit for Marav, says that it is in Cheshon Likdushov only our leader the Rav Yude that Lacha Chatzis so is Chometz is also Banoi Midaraise so maybe even Kedem Chatzis in Shoyiz Rabbonon the Chachomim were also Mafkir Diyush Mashein Kine according to Rav Shimon and the Balamoya Paskans like Rav Shimon that Chometz is not Osea Midraise, even Lacha Chatzis, until evening. So it's not Osa Banoye Midraise, it's only Osa Midrabonon. So not only Bisho Shishis, before 12 o'clock, so it's Cheshon Likdushov, but even in Shor Shvis, after Chatzis, so it's also Cheshon Likdushov. So he says, they involve Nechem. In Vorwählen Chemin mit Tamschek auf Saft durch die Duschei, da viel Rebschimme meide, die Chomitz mir auf Choice und Meile, mit Zwanu in der Reise, not on the score of Elav and Malkes, but on the score of an Isaresef Tashbis. Isaresef Tashbis. But the Ramoya Shitti is, there is no Isaresef Tashbis. On the contrary, on the Reise level, according to Rebschimme, if somebody eats Chomitz, after Chatzis, Erev Pesach, is mekaini Mitzvah Tashbis. Because by eating the chometz, he is mashpiz the chometz. All right, these are the shittas. Now, all right, now let's go back to the Gemara. Now, I just wanted to go over, I mean, the Shittus of the Shemit that we discussed on the fly. Also Rashi here. We show you the Rabbanon. Kelima ha'ayhaiz manei z'namach losi mashma furushor shishis shenisurim Rabbanon havos Rabbanoi mishay shoyis al-koch mitchila shis Rashi l'shitose mashma dilacha shis yosa mederaise mayos lashminum pshite di mikachim bisuranoi pshite. Why pshite? This is a tzikashe. But she can have a noye shaloiki derach hanoson shaloiki derach hanoson. So take the terrace, because we're dealing with the case when it's not Chavi Pute. But Rashi Shita is not like that. We don't have to resort to the Mitzies that it's not Chavi Pute. Even in Mitzies, people will pay for it more than Pute. And be heter, because of Achille Shish Bisakone, whatever, or because of Shaloiki Darachan Olson. And that in itself is worth a pote. So still an imkodeshim, because Alpidin, if it's osa banoye, it has no Shabbos. Alpidin has no Shabbos. Even if people will pay for it $1 million, so it has no Shabbos. There's no Shabbos. Now, Brafman sells on Pesach itself, he sells his whiskey, and he probably makes millions and millions and maybe billions of dollars. But according to Rashi, Al Pidin, it's not worth it. But he makes billions of dollars. So, you know, that's black market money. So, but Al Pidin, it has no chance. Ovas money also banule tesis. The other thesis we learned last week. Ovas mani osa banoye, pshite. Rashi li goras pshite. Do rabdei si aglili, polig vishore chomets banoye kol shivo. Veili foresh pshite do osa banoye. Oh, so mele, we cannot be geire is pshite. But why couldn't we be geire is pshite? Di osa banoye midyuke di reishi. Midyuke di reishi, because true rabdei si aglili holds Chometz is muta banoye, even on Pesach itself. But there is a deal from the Reishe, the Tao Tane of the Mishneh, does not agree with Rabbi Yisrael Reishe. So Mele, the Gemara says, Pshite, so Tehi says, no. Since the deal is only from the same Mishneh, so Mele, we cannot ask Pshite. Because the Derech HaTane, Bichamo Mikemis, Lichbos Dvor, Veidl Mishane Shapi. So why does the Gemara give the Teret? You show you the Rabbanon? I mean, if the Kasha of Pshite is based upon the fact that it's already implicit in the Reish of the Mishneh, some Mele, so it's implicit in the Reish of the Mishneh that when it's also the Banoyim the Rabbanon, because the Reish says only when it's Muta Banoyim, even on the Rabbanon level, but if it's also so it's already implicit in the Reish. So what kind of a teretz is it? V'nire di porich pshite, Chatei says we can be geres pshite. But maybe the Tanna of the Mishneh wants to tell us that he rejects the shite of Rabbi Yisrael Lili. So he says that we couldn't say. The porich pshite mishum di Tanna b'ferikam, we know that he rejects the shite of Rabbi Yisrael Lili. In another Mishneh, V'nira di porich pshite mishum nitane v'ferikame di seyof in chometz al mosa banoye gil rabbi isa agmili in tzorot li seyof el yoritzeno lifni kalbi im gireno v'noch. All right. V'il yasik beitano v'kirayim. So after the isa chometz erev Pesach, so he cannot use the chometz as fuel to heat up his stove. So pshite, naturally, it's also banoye. If he uses it as fuel, so he has anoye from the chometz.
So the Gemara says, Lo yitzrich el Reb Yehuda, Di omar in bi ochomes al esreife, Sal kadai tachamine, Hoi uvi omar Reb Yehuda, Mitzvose bi esreife, Behadi di kosorif lei, Lishan emine, Ikomash melon. So in other words, this Mishneh accords with Reb Yehuda. And according to Reb Yehuda, so Tash Pisu consists in Sreife Davke. So Mele, one could argue, since Tash Pisu consists in Sreife Davke, so maybe he can be Seirefet, and while he's converting it into ashes by burning, so he can have anoye too. He can have anoye too. So Kamashmo, no. Even though he's converting it into ashes, but as long as it's not ashes, it's also anoye. Once it is converted into ashes, then it is mutab anoye. But in the course of the conversion into ashes, it's still also anoye. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, there is no Rashi in it, but there is a Tesvis. And the Tesvis says the same thing that the Tur, Reb Chaim, says in Siman Tov Mei. Now, there is a Reb Chaim on the Tur. I mean, there is a Reb Yehuda Sakashe and Reb Chaim Zitaretz. But it's a little strange why Reb Chaim only mentions the Tur Shite and doesn't mention that the same Shite that the Tur mentions in Siman Tov Mei, hey, this Tesis mentions. And Rabbi Dveya too, Rabbi Dveya has the Kashe only against the Tur. He could have asked the Kashe against Tesis because he's saying the same thing that the Tur says. The Tur in Siman Tov Mei, hey, in Reb Chaim says, now, that there is a Gemara in Gemara. Kol ha-Misrofin Afron Muta. Kol ha-Nigvorin Afron Oza. There are two kinds of Isur Anoye. There is Isur Anoye like Orle and Klai HaKerem that requires Sreif. The Torah says that it requires Sreif. And Tukat requires Sreif. So those Isur Anoye like Orle and Klai HaKerem, so the Eshes Samut HaBanoye. Then there is another type of Isur Anoye, like Bosa B'cholov, doesn't require a slave, you don't have to burn Bosa B'cholov, Kvure. So the ashes of Bosa B'cholov is also Sabanam, is also Sabanam. So the Tur in Siman Tov Mem Hei says that how about the ashes of Chametz? Is it Muta Banoye or Isur Sabanoye? So the Tur says in Siman Tov Mem Hei, it depends. According to Reb Yehuda, that biochomets is only bisreife, so it's nisrofim. Nisrofim is afron muta. So the ashes of chomets is muta banoi. According to the Rabbonon, that biochomets does not have to be dafke bisreife. He can be af mifarer bezer leruach, af mifarer, farer bezer leruach. So maybe it does not necessarily have to be done all this reife. So it's nigborim. Nigborim is afronos. That's what it says. Now, this is what Tesis is saying. Tesis is saying the same thing as the Tur. Mishum de Reb Yehuda. The Omar Chomet Bisreife is afron muter. Also he emphasizes. Only a little bit of Reb Yehuda afron is muter. Die Tanje befehlt Basra mit Mure Kolan Yisrof in Afron Muta. Because Saul Gedaito behadet die Kosori Flei, Lissane Minei, Aval Rabbonon, die Misrosi Bisreife, behaven min an Igborin, der Amunen fehlt Basra mit Mure, Afron Ozer, upschitel die Du, die behadet die Kosori Flei Ozer an Ismeno. So in other words, die Gemore is saying the Tzrichase, only a little bit of Jure. Because Reb Yehuda's shita is that Tash Bisu consists dafki in Sreif. So Kol HaNisrofim is afron muta. So once the Chometz was converted into ashes, so then you have out of an oifmet.
So well, I could argue that even before it is converted in the ashes, in the course of the process of its becoming converted into ashes, it's also mutar. Because since he's allowed to have anoye from the ashes, once it is ashes, he's allowed to have anoye from the process of the conversion. So Kamash will know, once it is already converted into ashes, he can have anoye. But in the course of the process of the conversion, you're not allowed to have anoye. This is the chiddush. Mashen kein, according to Rabbanon, that mifarev zer l'ruach, so it's not nisrofim, it's nikvorim. And nikvorim is afron oser. So even after it is converted into ashes, we are not allowed to have anoye. So how could there be salgadaitoch that even in the course of the process of the conversion into ashes, it should also be matanoye? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So the Tesis is saying exactly the same thing that it took. Now, Rabbi Kveiga, Esikash. Rishenim explained the Gemara that's at the very end of Tmure. Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, I think, that the last Omed is Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Aleph, Tmure. So Rishenim say it in that Sugi, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Mamish at the end of Tmure. Why does the Gemara say, Kol Nisrofin is Afron Oseh, and Kol Nikvorin is Afron Oseh. Because if it's Nisrofin, so it's Nasis Mitzvosan. So merely it's Mitabanoi. The halacha of Nasis Mitzvosan is not a halacha Dafke by Koch. I don't know why. From Meishe Sternbuch in Sefer. So he makes anoche, he assumes that it's only aloche by kochim, and then he's matzik. And everybody who applies this to Chometz, who says that it's aloche in kochim, it's not aloche in kochim. It's aloche in kolatere kule. That nazis mitzvoson is mutabanoi, whether it's kochim or not kochim. If it's nazis mitzvoson, some melee. So that's how the Rishenim explain. The aloche of Kol HaNisrofin Afomudim, because it's not a mitzvoson. But Nikborim was the Cholov is not a mitzvoson, because there is no mitzvah of Kvure. Kvure is a mitzvah, was the Cholov. Midrash say you don't have to be kever, was the Cholov. But Midrabbonon, in order to prevent Jews from being nichshol in Bosom Cholov, if it's left around, so the Chachamim are misaken, you have to bury Bosom Cholov. Otherwise, you leave it on the table, you know, accessible to people, so people will eat it, and they'll have anoye from it. So it's only mitzat takole. But Midrash say there is no mitzvah of beer, of kvur. Some melee, it's not shayach to say nasis mitzvoson. But in respect to chometz, whether tashbisu consists in sreife, or tashbisu consists in before v'zer l'ruach, it's a mitzvah d'raise, it's not an union of mirshol. It's a mitzvah d'raise of tashbisu, of destroying the chometz. So even if it's not nisrofim, it's nikborim before v'zer l'ruach, but that is a mitzvah midraise, so it's still nasis mitzvos. That's how Kviyas kashi. And he could have asked the same kashi against the Isis. Ain't a kanash. Yes, against the Isis. But the tour, in the tour, it's more explicit. In Teisves, I don't know, it's not so explicit. But in effect, Teisves says the same thing as it. So Reb Chaim in the Sefer gives a very simple teretz. I mean, this is Reb Chaim's teretz is well known in the Yeshiva. So he says as follows. He raises a chkire that all the achrenim discuss it. The Mechastrinuch, Cheresarye, all of them discuss that question. What is the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? is it a mitzvah in the Chepze, that the Chepze has to be destroyed? Or it's a mitzvah in the Gavre, that the Gavre has to make sure that he is devoid of possessing chametz. So Reb Chaim says, according to the Torah, we have to say that in Tesis too. It all depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that in Bio Chomes al Bisreife, so if you dump it into the sewer, you're not the kind of person. If you dump the Chomes into the sewer, are you possessing Chomes? Of course not. If he dumps it in the sewer, or if he throws it into the yam, or he breaks it up into crumbs and then tosses them in the wind, does he possess chametz? Still, he's either on the shpisa. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just a chiyuv to dismiss all the chametz from my possession. I have to destroy the chametz. So how do I destroy the chametz of chametz? By burning it. If I throw it in the sewer, so it still exists, Baal. It's in the sewer. It's not accessible. But if I throw it in the yam, it's still in the yam. It exists in the yam. But if I burn it, so it changes into ashes. So I destroy the chametz. Mashinkin, according to the Rabbanon, who say, so it doesn't make any difference whether he burns it, he throws it into the sewer, he throws it into the yam, he tosses them in the wind, and the wind blows it away, one piece here, one piece here, one piece here. So it's Mikhail Tashvis. Why? Because the net result is the same. He is devoid of possessing chametz. So it's a chiyuv negavre. When can we say nasis mitzvah say if the kiyum is in the chefti? But if the kiyum is in the gavre, we cannot say nasis mitzvah say. There's the pshat in the Torah. There's the pshat in the Torah. And there's the pshat in Tesis also. All right. Now we're starting the big sugya of Rabbi Avuhel's day. Omar Cheskiye, minayin lichomet bipesach sheosa ba'anoye, shenema lo yeochil chomets, lo yehebei heterachilem. Mois Yud Gimel, Posik Gimel. Vayim HaMei Shalom, Socheir, Esayim HaZeh, Asher Yitzosem Mitzrayim, Beisavodim, Ki Bechizik Yod Hoitzi, Adino Yeschem Mizeh, Velo Yochel Chomet. I just want to point out
You know, in the Sidurim you have the Sheish Schiris. There is a Sheish Rishenim that one is Mechuyev Midaraise to recite these Schiris. But in all the Sidurim, what do you find? Liman Tiskeas Yim Tischo Me'as Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayach. The Goyen says that you're not Mikayim the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by reciting Liman Tiskeas Yim Tischo Me'as Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayach. Kol Psuket Lepaske Me'isha Lepaskino Liman Tiskeas Yim Tischo Me'as Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayach is part of the Pasuk. So, in other words, so since there is a loche kopzuke li paske meishe li paskinon, so you're not mikayim when you recite every pasuk. So when are you mikayim the mitzvah of schiras yitzias mitzrayim? According to the rishenim, that you have to mention the pasuk of schiras yitzias mitzrayim every day, only this pasuk. Vayim ameishe alom, socheres ayim azeh, אשר יוצאתם ממצרים בסבודים, כי בחיזק יוד היצי אדינוי אסכם מזה ולא יאכל חמץ. But by reciting למנטיסקס ימציסכם מארץ מצרים, קוראים לך יחו, not accomplishing anything. So in the going see there, so it's mentioned this, זוכר הסיים הזה אשר יוצאתם ממצרים בסבודים, היצי אדינוי אסכם מזה ולא יאכל חמץ. And then, whereas in all Sidurim you only have six chires, but the Goyen Sidur has eight chires because there is a shite. And then the Schiras Maimed Har Sinai, the Goyen also says the way it's mentioned in all the Sidurim, you're not making a mitzvah because. It's not a whole posik, maybe a posik and a half, but not the two whole psukim. In all the Sidurim, the Schiras Maim El Har Sinai is mentioned. Hishom Locho Pentishka Es Hadvorim Asher Ro Einecho Ufen Yisur Mevecho Kol Mechayecho Veidaitom Livonecho Veivonecho. That's all. So, Kol Psuk Lepaske Meisha Lepaskinon. So in the Goyen Sidur, it's mentioned, Hishom locho pentishkach es hadvorim asher ro einecho, ufen yosurum livovecho kol yimechayecho, veidaitom livonecho ulivonecho, yim asher amadeto, lifnei adishem alekecho becheirev, yim asher amadeto lifnei adishem alekecho becheirev, Hishom locho pentishkach es hadvorim asher ro einecho, ufen yosurum livovecho kol yimechayecho, veidaitom livonecho ulivonecho, yim asher amadeto lifnei במיילי, הקהיל אסרום, ואשמיע מסדבורי, אשר ילמידו, ליהו איסרי, כל היומים אשר הם חיים על אדם. So it's the psuk. I mean, I just mentioned it like a word, I mean, it's nothing to do with our name. All right. So, if somebody wants to be mehad of the Shiris Rishenim, of the Shiris Chires, he should get the gross sidah and recite them. You don't have to get a gross sidah, you just look it up in the Chumash and you read the whole psukim and recite them the way the gross says. All right, anyway. So, part of that posik is v'lo yo'ochel chometz. So the Torah doesn't say lo yiseichel chometz, lo yo'ochel chometz. So Cheskiah learns out from that. Minayim lichomeitz b'pesach shosa banoye shenemar liyochel chomeitz lo yehei b'heter achile. Let's see the Rashi. Midikrine lo yochel, it should not be eaten. Mashma lo yehei b'heter. Hamevi lidei shum achile, ustam anoes lidei achile him boys, shalikea bidomim dva maacho. So from this posik of Leyochel, we learn it out. Time, because of Rachmone Leyochel chometz, not Leysuichel chometz.
but l'yochel chametz. Holy kosaf l'yochel. Suppose the Torah had said, l'yosechel chametz, hava mine yisar achile mashma, yisar anoye loy mashma. Plige de rabavui. But according to Rabavui, not only when the Torah says, should not be eaten, l'yochel, even when the Torah says, l'yosechel, l'yosechel, so it also implies a nisar anoye. Upligid Rabavuye, Dom Rabavuye, Kormokim Shenemaloye, Haloisei, Haloisei, who Echodis Rahile, the Echodis Ranoye, Achifoit Lohakosuf, Kiderach Sheporat Lehobin Vale, Titanye, Lisei, Kulkone Velo, Lagira Shabishorecho, Titano Vaholo, Oimicheli Nochri. Ein li elo li geya bin sine u li nochi bimechire li geya bimechire min ayin. How do we know that you are allowed to sell nivele to yoteishov? Talmud li na ala gira shem shirechot neno oi mechir li nochi bin sine min ayin oi mechir li nochi bin sine min ayin. How do I know that it's mutar to give it to Matone? To a nochi, nochi means, in contrast to Yoteishov, who was mikabel zayin mizneach, nochi means an eved kichovin, who is eiver an zayin mizneach. So, li nochi, b'msine minayin, Talmud limat, itneno v'acholo, oi mechel li nochi, nimtzi seimeir, echod geir ve'echod nochi, beim mchire, beim b'nsine. So how does Reb Meir explain the posik? La geir asha b'shorecho, titneno v'acholo oy mchir. And titneno v'acholo oy mchir linoch. In other words, you read it lifonov, and you read it liachov. So memele, so you can sell it to Yoteishov, and of course give it matone to Yoteishov, and you can sell it to an Akum, and give it matone to an Akum. So he and the Reb Meir understands the posik as lifonov and veachov. Lagir asham shirecho, titneno veacholo oy mecheir. Titneno veacholo oy mecheir linoch. Lifonov and Leach. Oi. Nim to say Meir Echot Geir Vechot Nochi Bein Mchira Bein Minsine Diver Reb Meir Reb Yudei Meir Dvorim Kichsobon Kipshuto Ligeir Bein Sine Ul Nochi Bein Mchira Geir Rega Teishov Who was Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah Neach. So we are mechuyev to give it to him b'matone, because we are mechuyev lav liachyeisei, lifarnesei. So mele we are not allowed to sell it to him. We have to give it to him. I mean, kashenim ez kasha teisves and all that kashenim. What does it mean? I mean, mechuyev lachyeisei yisroel we are certainly mechuyev to lifarnes. So does that mean that if we have something we cannot sell it to a Jew, we have to give it to him matone? I mean, so in the over so Teisa says, since he's the muet, I mean, how much is it worth in mele? So mele, and people, most people, you know, are not so market on the over muet, you know, to get the price of it, you see. So mele, by Yoteishov, whom we are mechuyev lachyeisei, and Lifani say, we are not allowed to ask a price for it of an word, but we have to give it to Matan. Alright. So Rabbi Yudeh, my born, Kassom, we give it to him, my time with Rabbi Yudeh, he shall get out of it, that we read the posik, Lifonov and Leachov,
לגר השם שכח אותננו אוי מחייר, תתננו אוי מחייר לנוכי. So, לכתב רחמונה, why does the Torah have to mention אוי? So the Torah should omit the אוי, and the Torah should write. לכתב רחמונה, לגר השם שכח אותו, תתננו ואכולו, אוי מחייר. אוי לא מלאי, שמאמנו לדבור עם כחסום, to be מחלק. Between Igateshov and an Akh. V'Rab Meir, so the question is, according to Rab Meir, that it is read, Lifono ben Le'achov, Lagi Asher Shekach Otneno Ve'acholo, Titneno Ve'acholo, Oy Mecheir, and Titneno Ve'acholo, Oy Mecheir Linochi, why do the Torah have to mention the Oy? Let the Torah say, להגיע שרת ננו, תתננו ומחיר לנוחי. That's all. נעתוי מחיר לנוחי. So, רמיה, אוי, להגדים ניסין את גאיר למחיר לנוחי. In other words, there is a mitzvah. So, if there is, let's say, a choice between giving it as a matonet to Gateshov, suppose the Gateshov comes to him and says, please give it to me as a gift. And then an Akum comes and says, I want to buy it. So he's mechuyev to be magdin nisine digei al imcher adinoch. V'rab Yudah holy tzorcho kidin digei ratam mitzubel achyesi. V'nochi, nochi means an evit chovim, one who is ever on Zayah and Mitzvah. I atam mitzvah l'achyesi. L'tzorcho, svoreu. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Ad sh'yifrit l'cha ha-kosuv, heter ha-noye, ha-kosuv be heter ha-noye, ki derach sh'porat l'cha b'mbele, sh'oye kosuv bo'el l'iseichlu, והוא צריך להתיר אובה נוי כדרסי והוא מחיר לנוחי. לגי הבן סין אלי נוחי במחיר לא יגר סינון, אל הוכה גר סינון, כי דרך שפורת לכו בן בילי לתניה, תלם להגיד, תנו ואכול לו עם מחיר, דורש לי הגי וכן גב נוחי, לפון אופן לאחו. נם בדרש, תתנו ואכול לו עם מחיר לנוחי. דבורם תחסובם, כך מצפוסו, לא יתננו לנוחי ולא ימכרנו לגיה. אוי לא שנחילוק, ויקרד מי הקומה, קרודי תווי הגאה ותווי הנוכי, לא יניח תפה. להגדים ניסין לגאה למחיר לנוכי. אם יש גאה ליתנו לי ניסינוסי, קידמס למחירוסו לנוכי. והי גאה בגרתי שפקומה, שקיבלו אולוב שלו לעבית אקום, ואיכל נבלס. גאה, I mean, the Rashi is a little strange. Because in the Moran Avizor, I think it's Rav Samach Vov, there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Chachomim. Who is Igateshov? So Rav Meir says, Igateshov is a nochri who was mekabel not to be Evil Avizor. Chachomim emrin, ze shekibu olov, likayim zaymis in neach. Not just Avizor, but all the zaymis in neach. All the zaymis in neach. So, of course, old Rishayim, the Rambam, and old Rishayim passed like the Chachomim, not like Rav Meir. How is it that Rashi mentions Rav Meir Shita when the Halacha is like the Chachomim? So that's no kashi, because it's Rashi's derech. I mentioned it in the shul in a number of times. Whenever there is a machlekes, a meroi, in regard to the pshat in the Mishneh, so Rashi many times will explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Mandoma that we don't pass. In order to emphasize the concept of Elu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chai, even if we pass like the other Mandoma, but the Mandoma that we don't pass like, so it is just as much Torah as the Shite of the Mandoma that we pass like. So Rashi is a makpit, davke, to explain certain mishnes and certain gemores in accordance with the view that we don't pass like it.
You shouldn't think, you don't pass like that. Why do you have to know it? You don't pass like that. No? Elo ve'elo divelekim chai. I mean, so that's not kash. But we pass, all the Geshenim pass, like the Chacham. The Tegatashof is one who was Mikabel, not only not to behave in Abdizore, but to Mikaim all the Zaymes of Neach. It goes without saying that even according to Rav Meir, who says that if a Goy was Mikabel and not to behave in Abdizore is the Gateshof, so Rav Meir doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that let's say, if a certain Goy will come to Besden, Bisman Shayil Nei, say, I want to be Mikabel with Shleisho, not worship idols. But he's a Gamef, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ritzeach, he's a murderer. I mean, he does call table. So he'll have a dinner with Gatesha of Chas V'Sholem, it's inconceivable. In other words, of course, if he is an Avalian in the Zaymes of Neach, so of course he's Mufti of the Shem Gatesha. But in order to have a Shem Gateshov, it's not enough that he is not Ever and Zaymitz in the Neach. He has to be Mikabel with Shleisho. That's what the Gemara in Avizora says. So that's the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Chacham. Rav Meir says, true, he has to be Mikaim all Zaymitz in the Neach. He should be an honest goy. He should not be Migal Arayas. He should not be a homosexual, he should not be an adulterer, he should not be a thief, he should not be a robber, he should not be a ritzeach. He has to be mikayim all zaymes in neach. But he doesn't have to be mikabe the zaymes in neach. He only has to be mikabe the isar of the zohar. So if he's mikabe with a shleisho the isar of the zohar, and in addition, he is Zoyer in all the Averes of the Zaymis in Neach, he has a Dina Vigatation. And we Mechuyev Lifanisik Yisrael. And the Chachonim say no. He has to be Mikabel with Shleisho all the Zayim Mitzvahs in Neach. As a matter of fact, the Yosemeach says something remarkable in the Rambam. The Rambam says, at the end of Perik, Perik Ches, Perik Tes of Melochim. So he says, Kolam Kabel Zay Misi Vineach, so Vinisa La Seison, Hareze Goteshov. Vihu, She Kabel Eison, Ipneshe Tzivo Eison, Hakonish Bochu Bateo. Vihidonu Al Dimesh Rabbeinu, She Vineach Mikeden Istavon. What does the Rambam say? Avol imoyom kablim tnecha das, because of an ethical consciousness, any gateshov, ve any mechsidu meseilom, so in the Rambam it was veloy mechachameim, so Reb Zalman Levolozhiner said, veloy mechachameim doesn't make sense, elo mechachameim. And then the old manuscripts that were found later on, years after Reb Zalmele's time, so it was written El Mechachamim. So Reb Zalmele was mechaving the right idea. So the Yosemeach says, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Because he says, now he doesn't mention that the Rambani Makis, but I mean, it's worthwhile to take notice of what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that Gimul Lishenis Bibeneach. He says, Gerteshov Akum Ubeneach. Gerteshov, so he says, Akum is a goy who is addicted to the Zionist. I mean, in other words, either he's an idol worshipper, or he's an adulterer, or he's a thief, he's a robber, he's a ritzeach. One who is addicted to the Averes.
That's an akum. It would come. It comes to the mean that the idol worshiper. Our Fatima Shmei is not an idol worshiper. The Rambam says that the Mohammedans are Maminim, Yehud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehud Shem Yedefi, but he's the biggest pagan that ever lived. Because he's a murderer, he's a Ritzeach, he's a Gazlan. He's a boot person. He constantly is dedicated to the violation of Dini. I mean, that's his idea. So, and of Gezel, and of Ritzich and everything. So he's also an Evid Chofi. He's also an Evid Chofi. And then there is Ibn Each, who is not even on Zionist Ibn Each. And then there is Igatesh of Gomo, Ramban says, who not only is not even on Zionist Ibn Each, but who is Midagdig Biproton. What does it mean, Midagdig Biproton? So the way the Arsameach explains it, in other words, why, in other words, in order to be a Gatesh of Gomor, so it's not enough for a goy to be Zoya and Zionist Ibn Each. A goy can be the nicest goy in the world, but if he's not in Kabul, if in Shleisha, the Zionist Ibn Each, and Bisman Shayib on Eich, he does not have a Halishem Gatesh of Gomor. As a matter of fact, you see, sometimes there is a confusion, because sometimes when the Gemara distinguishes between Gyatesh of an Akum, the Gemara doesn't mean a distinction between one who is either Zionist Ibn Each and one who was Mikabel Bizman Shayev Neik. All the Gemara means by Gyatesh of one who is not either Zionist Ibn Each. And sometimes when the Gemara or the Shemim say Gatesh of, it means Gatesh of Gomor. Gatesh of Gomor is one who is not only not Eva Zayis in there, but who was Mikabe Bifnishleisha, and Bisman Shiva Lake. So the question is, what is the purpose of Kabbalah? Let's say, when a goy is Mizgaya himself, so is Mikabel Mitzvahs, because a goy is not Mechoyev Mitzvahs. Is a goy Mechoyev in Yisam Loche? Is a goy Osea to eat Reife, to eat Nevele, to eat Dobotome? I mean, all the Mitzvahs, the same, the Slices, are not binding upon a goy. And when he's Mizgaya, so he becomes a Jew and becomes Mechoyev. So he is Mikabel Mitzvahs. But what's the purpose, the meaning of Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah by Goy? Every Goy is Mitzvah. Why does he have to be Mikabel? Oh, I saw that some Achrayim who say that in view of the fact that the Goyim were not Zoyer Zayin Mitzvah, so maybe he has to be Mikabel. Well, that's a weak terrace. But the Pshat of the Yasameach says, the Arsameach says, the Pshat is like this. A Yatesh of the Gemara says, Ro vayata goyim, Ro she'el morim lo vokame, Tachtam et Zayim, on et Ches, in Sanhedrin, in Gizore, Ro Zayim mitzvahs b'neach, shaloi kimum, oma viti hitolen. Hitolen, izgura mizga, im keim otzino chaitim izkea, elo, Afal Pisha Mikayin, so a Mikabel Scha Kimitsuvese, Elo Kimishain Mitsuvese. So the Arsameach says, what's the Pshat? In other words, that in order to have a Chalei Shem, Gatesh of Gomor, in order to have a Chalei Shem, Gatesh of Gomor, so he must be Mikabel. The Zayin Mitzvahs Neneach of the Torah, you see. Odom Orishin was Nitzaveh and Sheish Mitzvahs. But Odom Orishin was not allowed to eat meat altogether. Then after the Marble, the Rebbeinu Shalom granted a license to Neneach, to all the descendants, to eat Bosor. But
he forbade Nineach to eat Eva Menacha. To eat Eva Menacha. But Boso, not Eva Menachai, so he was allowed. So Odom Ovishn and Neach won its Tavern Zaynis in Neach. And a Jew is also Mitzvah on the Zaynis in Neach. Along with all the other Mitzvahs at all. But there is one difference. A Bneach is also on Gezel because of the Issa Gezel that is implicit in the Posik in Breshis by Tzava Dishem Rekim Ha'odom Mikol Itzagal Nochil Tzecher Mikol Itzagam Dole Gezel. I mean, so a Yisrael is Mitzvah and Gezel not Mitzad the Tzivu of Vaitzava Dishem Rekim Ha'odom Mikol Itzagam Nochil Tzecher, but he's Mitzvah al Gezel because of the love of Lissig. Now, a Bneach is Mitzvah, and Neach is Mitzvah in Abrizore, and the Yisrael is Mitzvah in Abrizore. So, a Bneach is Mitzvah in Abrizore because of the Tzibu that is implicit in the Pasuk of Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'odom. So, Hashem Elokim v'lo Abrizore. The Gemara is another point. But Israel is Mizan Vizore, not because of the Tzivu in Breishis, but because of the Tzivu of Yil Choyal Imachir and so on. I mean, so Mele, in order to become a Getesh of Gomor, so a Getesh of Gomor, so he has to be Mikabel, there's Mele.